this is Gary Moore speaking.
Hello, Junior, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante, you're due here long ago. Where are you?
I'm down the subway and I fell asleep against the wall.
Well, so what?
So come and get me. Three kids just painted a mustache on my mouth, and now they're writing poetry on my nose.
The Comedy Caravan, starring Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore, with music by Roy Bargy and his orchestra, and songs by George Gibb.
Young man who was so popular that 1 hour before this program started, there was a line outside in the street 2 blocks long. He painted it there himself. And here he is, the co-star of our show, Gary Moore.
Thank you very much, Howard, and a big, big, big good evening to all you ladies and gentlemen, and a special trial-size good evening to all you little kiddies. Now, first off tonight, I have a letter from little Johnny Dinwiddie of Sticky Fingers, Nebraska. Every Saturday night, my sister's boyfriend sits in the living room with my sister on his lap, and I hate him. So what can I do to get him mad? Well, Johnny, if you really want to burn him up, tomorrow night when he's sitting there with your sister on his lap, you sneak into the room and turn off all the lights. Then he won't be able to see what he's doing. Oh, well.
Say, Gary, what are you running here tonight? A program for kiddies?
And why not, old boy? You may believe this or not, Howard, but I was once a baby myself.
Boy or girl?
I don't know. They never sent my father a bill.
But why all this sudden interest in children, old man?
Well, Howard, I think there's a great commercial future in children's products. If any father thinks he can do without talcum powder, he's all wet. If any father thinks he can do without canned milk, he's all wet. If any father thinks he can do without diapers, he's... Oh, that's a joke. Besides, Howard, children nowadays are smart. Why, I've got a little boy who is so smart that... Oh, excuse me. Hello? What? Oh, hello, sonny. You got your little suitcase and your little trunk all packed and you want me to meet you at the draft board? Well, all right.
Who was that?
My 2-year-old son. He just read they're taking fathers with children. Kids nowadays are smart. And to prove my point, I have with me tonight an eminent authority on child psychology, Dr. J. Tutwiler Glint. Tell me, Doctor, is there any difference between the babies who were born 100 years ago and the babies who are born today?
In one respect, the babies born today are different.
In what way?
They are much younger.
You know, I never would have thought of that.
Very good. But do I understand, Dr. Glint, that you have written a poem explaining the younger generation?
Yes, I have. It is called, What is the Youth?
Mm-hmm.
What is the youth? Oh, what's the youth?
That's what I say, what's the youth? And thank you for that. And to clinch the argument, here's a big little boy who has never grown up. The one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Start off each day with a song.
Oh, sing it, Jimmy.
Now, even when things go wrong.
Oh, you're the man of the hour.
Why, you feel better. You even look better. Wait a minute. Every time I stop to breathe, somebody slugs me with a nablagata.
Jimmy, take it easy, will you?
Junior, I'm in no mood for soft words. Yesterday was my girlfriend's birthday, so I'm on my way over to her house with a beautiful bridge lamp when a cop stopped me.
What happened?
He made me put it back on the bridge.
Jimmy, you certainly have a penchant for becoming involved in escapades fraught with jeopardy.
Yes, and I get into trouble, too. But that's neither the Surrey nor the fringe on top. And I say that with a glint in my eye. You see, last night I was at home watching the baby next door until she pulled the shade down. When I decided to study the agricultural situation to it.
Oh, James, my chum, you don't know the first thing about agriculture.
Are you kidding? Why, for 10 years I went steady with the farmer's daughter. And would you believe it, Gary? When I was only 8 years old, I came in second in a potato race.
Who came in first?
The potato. I got a million in a month.
Oh, well, then you should know all about farming.
Junior, I've got the biggest dairy farm in this country. I myself, in person, milk each cow every 7 days.
Every 7 days?
Yes. And the last time I was walking to the barn, I heard one cow say to the other, get ready, here comes the yank of the wheat. But you know, Gary, I got one cow that's a financial problem to me. She refuses to eat grass, so what do? I have to feed her milk.
That must be expensive.
You said it. I give her grade A, and she gives back grade B. That's the conditions that prevail.
You sound like an old cow milker from way back.
Certainly. That's where you milk cows from way back. You know, Gary, I dropped in on the Supreme Court the other day, and Junior, those 9 judges certainly looked impressive in their long robes.
Were the robes black?
Yes. And with the dough them guys get, I can't understand why they don't get them clean.
Probably just a matter of not being able to get your washing done in Washington.
That's my boy who said that. But getting back to the Supreme Court, after the session was adjourned, I went out in the hall, and who do you think was in charge of the cloakroom?
Who?
Umbriaco.
You mean, but you must be a familiar figure around Washington these days, Jimmy. You must be as well known as the Pentagon building.
Don't mention that building to me.
Jimmy, it's the largest in the world. 80 miles of corridor. You could get lost in there for months.
You're telling me? While I was walking through it, Junior, a lady with 4 kids walks up to me and says, Mister, you gotta help me. My children are hungry and we can't find our way out. So I says, Madam, you should never have come into this building with your children. And she said, listen, mister, when I came into this building, I wasn't even engaged. Now you know that we can't go wrong. Why, you should not have been faced with the wrong.
Roy Bargy, complete with Roy Bargy's orchestra and a Roy Bargy arrangement, combined to make a festive think of No Love, No Nothing.
Roy Boggy playing no love, no nothing. He must be either too young or too old or too tired. But enough of this musical conversary. Let's see what Mr. Gary Moore is cooking in the culture corner.
More music is what I'm cooking, James. For tonight, I sing again.
Call out the G-men. A melody is about to be murdered.
Oh, James, tut, tut, and pish, tosh. Didn't you read what the musical courier said about my voice?
What did they say?
Tut, tut, and pish, tosh.
Oh, I see.
So if you'll stand back now, I'd like to sing the words to that grand old song, Shine On, Harvest Moon.
This will never replace the old-fashioned cold in the head.
Thank you, James. Maestro.
Shine on, shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I loved you passionately, our beautiful trap tassel. Loved you, did I say, why I loved your swan-like beauty, that long white neck, those wide webbed feet. I shall never forget the night we met, my love. I was setting out my garbage pail when I heard something tapping on the lid. I opened it up and looked inside. And there you were, my sister. Oh, yes, darling, there you were with that light in your eyes, that sob in your throat, that chipped beef in your hair. You'd been fired from your job at the automat. And all because when a sailor came in and dropped a nickel in the slot marked dates, you tried to crawl through yourself. But it wasn't until you smiled, my dear, that I was really yours. You had Pullman teeth, one upper and one lower. Oh, it's true enough that your top tooth was a buck tooth, but that bottom tooth, that must have cost you a buck and a half. Oh, and so proud you were, so proud and sweet when you showed me the medal you'd won for being the only girl in your block who could keep your mouth shut and still bite the cap off a beer bottle. Oh, and I was captivated. I took you in my arms and I whispered into one ear, then whispered into the other ear. And that was easy because they were both on the same side of your head. And I said, Arbutus, will you marry me? And you said, Yes, we could have been happy, you and I. But then it happened. We were trapping muskrat at the North Pole. As we walked across the frozen seas, we reveled in the beauty of it all. And then it was we heard that first faint crackling sound, like splitting wood or distant thunder. It was I who first realized what it was. The ice was breaking up. Under our very feet, it was breaking. Run for the shore, Arbutus. The ice is breaking up. Arbutus, my darling, look out!
Junior, that was marvelous. I adore those love songs.
You a hot hand at the love stuff, James?
Am I? Why, I had a date with a girl last night. When I kiss a girl, she can't tell me from Clark Gable.
Why not?
I blow my breath in her glasses.
Then let's help ourselves to a heap of romance by calling on her nibs, Miss Gibbs.
Thanks, Gary. Romance is all mixed up with the weather. So let me make a prediction that spring will be a little late this year.
Georgia Gibbs, my friends.
January and February were never so empty and gray. Tragically, I feel I'm crying. Without you, my darling, I'm dying. But let's rather put it this way. A little late this year, a little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me, and where is our April of old? continues cold as if to say spring will be a little slow to start, a little slow reviving that music it made in my heart. Yes, this fear, it's merely that spring will be a little late
tonight, a play about music.
Music? Junior, that's right up my tin pan alley.
Oh, really? Do you know anything about music, Jimmy?
Do I know anything about it? Why, if you took Mozart, Beethoven, Wagner, Bach, Toscanini, and rolled them into one...
Yes?
You'd have five guys with wrinkled suits. What's this play all about, Junior?
Poor Toscanini. Well, tonight, Jimmy, we're running a music school, and the title of the play is... Or the G-string murder. Come on, Jimmy, the curtain's going up. Here we go. Hello, Moran Durante School of Music. Oh, hello. You want to know about our piano course? My dear sir, if you spend just one afternoon with us, I guarantee you'll be able to play the piano like Jose Iturbe. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Jose Iturbe.
Oh, I see.
Great man, Iturbe. Now, I wonder how he ever happened to take up the piano.
No doubt for the same reason that I took up the piano.
And what was that?
I found out the glass of beer kept slipping off my violin. I had the only fiddle in Carnegie Hall with a head on it.
Oh, Jimmy, you're the reason why this music school hasn't had a student in 6 months.
Hello there, just everyone.
How do you do?
I am little Harriet Van Twilbump. I just came from the dog show.
And so I see. Your leash is still dragging.
How dare you?
Don't mind him, madam. Take off your muzzle and sit down.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Moore, Mr. Durante. Nobody wants me anymore. I'm of no use to anybody. People will soon forget I ever existed.
Who are you?
Oh, just a 2-cent stamp.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
Now, as you were saying, madam...
Oh, yes. I'd like to take a few vocal lessons. Mm-hmm. I'll sing something for you and give you an idea of what my voice is like.
Before you bust something, let me spray your throat. Open wide, please. There now.
Will that improve my voice?
No, but it'll keep mosquitoes out of your mouth. Go ahead and sing.
All right. There's a man, there's an
What do you think, Professor Durant?
Well, her tremolo is very pretty. Her pizzicato is perfect. But she has a little too much weight around her cadenza.
Carry on, madame.
Each time I come into the luckiest, I hear music once.
Does that sound divine to you, Professor?
I haven't heard anything like that since my sister backed into an ice pick.
Carry on, madame. Madam, I've heard Gallicahisa, Tetrazzini, and Gallicucci.
And who do I remind you of?
Chicken Cacciadori.
Oh, my, that's very discouraging. I had hoped to entertain at my garden club meeting tomorrow.
Oh, well, why not hire us, madam? We've just finished a very successful engagement at the Rose Room of our local livery stable.
Well...
Oh, we'll be at your meeting tomorrow, madam. Until then, adios, hasta la vista, buenos dias, au revoir.
And goodbye, too.
And so turn our musical program over to Professor Gary Moore.
Good afternoon, ladies of the Little Termite Garden Club. Can't tell you how nice it is to look about and see your smiling faces. Those are faces, aren't they? Now, today, Professor Durante and I are going to concentrate on the piano.
Thank you, Professor, and good afternoon, ladies. To begin with, the piano keyboard is made up of three musical elements. The black notes, the white notes, and,
Yes?
The cracks.
That's very true. And furthermore, ladies, what makes the piano such a delightful instrument is the fact that you can make a noise on it without even taking a lesson.
Yes.
Why, you could even get something out of a piano just by sitting on the keyboard. Look, I'll demonstrate. Of course, I usually play by ear.
But enough of this, Paul Leroux. Let us discuss the vocal art. Yes. My colleague, Professor Moore, will now sing a note so high he has to raise his bridge to let it come through. Proceed, Professor Moore. I'll accompany you on the pianoforte. Here comes that high note. I'll take it. Hello? No kidding. How do you like that?
What happened?
5,000 guys at the Brooklyn Navy Yard just heard that note.
And?
They knocked off for lunch.
Thank you, my friends. You're very kind. And I'll return your favors by presenting her nibs, Miss Gibbs. How are you, Georgia?
Well, I've got a problem, Mr. Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a song all about love. In fact, the whole thing is nothing but. Now, what can you say about a love song except that it goes like this? Amour, amour, amour. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Have placed before you. I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word. I know. There is no day, and nights are lonely. Amour, amour, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine and love me, oh. I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word. I know. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only. Na-da.
Now, who was
I know my story. What a note.
Oh, a note of bewilderment, Mr. Durant.
A note of joy, Mr. Moore.
No, Gary, yesterday the mailman came around to my house and blew his whistle.
Oh, did you get any letters?
Did I get any letters? I got a million of them, a million of them. But you fellas in the Army and Navy, Marines and Coast Guards, too, keep on writing those letters. Like I said, I got a million of them. But I want 2 million. Junior, tell them where to write.
All right, just address Jimmy Durante or Gary Moore, care of the Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. We'll be waiting for him.
That's my boy who said that.
Who will be with you when we're far away?
Good night, Mr. Durante.
Good night, Mr. Moore.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Collins.
Listen to the Comedy Caravan next week when, once again, we'll bring you the music of Roy Borgi and his orchestra, songs by Georgia Gibbs, and laughs by...
Jimmy Durante.
And Gary Moore.
In person.
This is Howard Petrie saying, we'll see you then.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.